Welcome to 50 Ways to Succeed at Work, where you hear stuff about ways to succeed even the most well-intentioned colleagues, advisors, careers officers, and HR departments may never get around to mentioning. This is episode 38, Action Hero. Become action-minded, not a plodder. In 2011, three-year-old Lily Robinson wrote to Sainsbury's saying,
"What's tiger bread called tiger bread? It should be called giraffe bread." Love from Lily Robinson, aged 3.5.
In many organisations, the response would be a standard reply churned out by plodders or even automated systems, going through the motions of customer care, doing what's required and nothing more. Instead, an action hero working in Sainsbury's customer service, named Chris King, chose to reply directly to the curious three-year-old.
"I think renaming tiger bread giraffe bread is a brilliant idea. It looks much more like the blotches on a giraffe than the stripes on a tiger, doesn't it? By the way, it's called tiger bread because the first bakers who made it long ago thought it looked stripy, like a tiger. Maybe they were a bit silly."
Action hero Chris included a gift card and signed the letter, "Chris King, age 27 and 1/3. Lily's mother blogged about the letters, and this story went viral, racking up good PR for the company. Inspired by the curiosity of its three-year-old customer and an action hero employee, Sainsbury's renamed its tiger bread giraffe bread months later. Now let's relate the message from this story to your situation at work. People often ask three questions about being action-minded. What does it mean to be action-minded? What makes me less action-orientated? How do I show I'm an action-oriented person and not a plodder? People may call you action-minded or see you as an action hero if they experience you as a can-do person, even some kind of a leader. Unlike action heroes, plodders don't make much happen around them. People tend to gravitate towards an action hero, and regardless of your current role, there's always room to become an action hero, always looking to make things happen. Find ways to affect even minor practical actions, and you'll be better off than if you'd taken none. The plodders don't, won't, or can't act. Action heroes are the opposite of plodders, who wait for the stars to align or the muse to pay a visit. Here's how an action hero thinks. I won't wait for perfection to act. Action cures fear. Inspiration comes from focusing on action. I'll take the initiative and others will respect this. Several factors can dilute your tendency to act. First, there's low motivation. Tedious or important tasks may create no urge to transform into action. And the remedy? Resist becoming immersed in a lengthy plan. Your desire to carry it out may crumble before the end. Next, there's self-confidence. To be action-orientated, you need self-confidence and to believe in yourself. And the remedy? Be actively involved and willing to take risks. It requires practice, so start now. Next, there's being a perfectionist. A demand for perfection can destroy opportunities for action and follow through. The remedy? Seek fast feedback from your mistakes. They'll make you more realistic than demanding the ideal. Goal confusion is when you become distracted at work, and that can happen quickly. And the remedy? Get clear on your goals, that these matter to you. Invest energy without holding back. There's procrastination as an action killer, leaving tasks until the last moment. And the remedy? Watch for the temptation to delay putting off acting. Don't allow fear to undermine your good intentions. And then there's analysis of paralysis. And that's worrying unduly about what to do first. What if it backfires? How will I handle the consequences? And the remedy? Such concerns can seem overpowering, crowding out practical action. Action heroes, though, prioritize their concerns and then act. They know a plan is only worthwhile when you put it into practice. They set a boundary around the planning phase and accept that no program can be perfect. To show you're an action hero and no plodder, find things worth acting on and focus on them. Organizations want action heroes because they make things happen. They help solve their own and others' problems, and they're attractive to have around and inspire others. So what action am I proposing? Make a definite commitment to being action-minded. Let this show in your work. Identify simple actions that you can support without always seeking permission and approval. And respect your intuition that something needs to change, and it starts with you. And my takeaway from all of this? Being an action hero can improve your chances of success. Be willing to work in this role, investing in time to learn and grow into this career-boosting behavior. You've been listening to an episode of Andrew's 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. For more episodes, subscribe free to my regular weekly podcasts. You can catch up on past ones at the 50ways.site, where you can also become a foundation member with access to e-learning units, further reading links, and the forum, where you can ask questions, share problems, and join a growing community of people who seriously want to succeed at work. Now there's a new book and an audio version called, you guessed it, 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. Buy it at Amazon or the 50ways.site. Unmissable. Thanks for listening, and bye for now until next week.